Sports Day right around Australia. Terry Wallace and Cam Luke and the Brisbane Lions had their best and fairest club champion awards on the weekend. I'll tell you what, Plough. Four joint winners at the Brisbane Lions. Dane Beams, Dane Zorko, Steph Martin, and a man who played his first game, first year at Brisbane too, Mitch Robinson.
What a great year he had.
Had an outstanding year, thoroughly deserved it. Congratulations, because he joins us on the line now. Mitch, as we welcome you to Sports Day, congratulations.
No, thanks, boys. Thanks for having me. I think it's my second time on the show this year, and I'm loving it.
Tell you what, to go to a club first year and play the type of footy you did, you must be sitting here 12 months after leaving the Carlton Footy Club and justifying your decision to move on, and of course, be very happy with the footy you're playing.
As I said on the night in the speech that 12 months ago I didn't have a job, so it's kind of a silver lining that I got moved up to Brisbane where we had a young team and. Unfortunately, we had a few injuries, which gave me a bit of a crack to have a run at it. So, everyone wants on field success, but for the season we had, I think we go in the right places and we finish off the year well.
When you go to any type of sort of best and fairest at any football club around Australia, there's always, the winner gets up there, spends 10, 12 minutes thanking everyone and having, normally a few beers under the belt and has a bit of fun. How long do the speeches go for on Saturday night, mate, when you got four winners?
Well, we had a bit of a talk when we were up on stage and I said, we'll keep it short and sharp, hey, boys. And they all agreed and I went first and went for, probably 2 or 3 minutes and those boys took the opportunity to talk for about 12 minutes each. So they thanked everyone they could think of and I was, thank my partner and she's been awesome and thanks to the coach and Swanee and I was done and those boys went for a little bit longer.
Mitch, you're saying how opportunity presented itself. It seemed from the outside that you got better and better as the challenges were presented to you. You just got better and better as the year went on as well. Was that, number one, challenges that were given to you? Number two, was it just getting to know and understand the group that you're working with? And have I read that correctly, that's the way sort of the season panned out for you?
Yeah, you pretty much nailed it. Obviously, in the first half of the year, we had a lot of injuries, especially up forward. So I reckon I'm a natural midfielder, and I was put the challenge to play as a key position player up there and a bit of tackle and pressure. So obviously, I wasn't getting much of the ball with the losses we were having. So unfortunately, when Beamsy went down with his shoulder, I got the opportunity to play a bit of midfield time. And Leper said, have you played a bit of, negating roles around there and stoppages? We don't want a full tag, but just nullify the impact around contest. So I had a few big names there and I was able to get my tackle numbers up and also get a bit of the ball on the offense. So it worked out well for me.
Now, I'm going to put you on the spot now. If you had been voting for, and you could only put one name in the envelope out of the other three boys for the best and fairest, who would have you named?
Steph Martin. He had a very consistent year. Like, Beamsy's a natural gun, but from where Steph's come from to playing the couple of what he did in the back half of last year and this year, it's really good. Like, it's a credit to himself. He's come a long way. And if you see his stats, you don't believe that he actually racks up around 27, 30s every game and has his fair chunk of hit-outs too. So, he's a gem.
What do you makes him such a good player? Because, I mean, even going back to that last game that you beat the Western Bulldogs, the amount of times he actually followed up his own work in the middle of the ground and actually just hacked it out of the middle from the clearances was incredible. But to you, what makes him the player that he's become?
It's just a hard matchup. His body height and how big he is, you just can't go with him around the ground. Like, he's a bit like Goldstein. Goldstein can work off opponents and get marks around the ground. He's a great contested mark, and he really gets those 15, 20-metre kicks, and if not there, then he's down the line making a contest. So, just his athleticism is ridiculous.
As the season wears on and a team's not going to play finals, Mitch, the intensity drops away, sometimes naturally because there may not be as much to play for. But a strength of your game and the way you play, your intensity is always at an all-time high, regardless if it's round one or round 23. How do you keep intensity so high each and every week you step on a footy field?
I get bloody sore, that's for sure. But the motivation it is hard to find. But during my year, I've had a lot of critics to prove wrong, so that's probably what kept me going on that front. So just getting the body right and getting out there and trying to play well. And I do owe Brisbane a lot, so. That's another key factor why I throw my body around and try and win some hardballs.
All right, mate. What do you do now? You're having some. You've had a week off or a week away from the game, I assume. What are you doing? You back in training, or are you going to go away? How do you deal with it now?
I let my hair down for the first week. Kept a lid on, obviously, but I'm going to Kununurra, where my partner's from. Yep. She's from up the top of WA there, and go there for a week, and then I'm in Melbourne for a couple of weeks, and back to Brisbane and back into it, but obviously do my boxing and my weights and stuff in the meantime.
What is there to do in Kununurra?
Apparently it's good fishing, so I'll be doing a bit of that and going camping and stuff, so that's a plus.
Just thought I had to ask the question because I wasn't sure there'd be much going on up in Kununurra. I think when we have a look at your side, if you can get everyone on the park, and you know, you've mentioned a couple of the boys, the best and fairest winners. We all love Pierce Hanley, the way that he can play the game. We know enough about the group of running boys, a couple that you brought in last year. If you mentioned to us two or three guys that we should be keeping an eye out for, that you just think with another 12 months of experience, it might be another 2 years before they actually get there. Who would be the couple that you sort of think that might get under the guard of teams over the next sort of 12 to 18 months?
Well, not so much under the guard, but I think another season to Louis Taylor. He's a gun. He had to go forward more this year, and we know he's a genuine midfielder, so I think another pre-season to him, and big Marco Paparone. He's come a long way this year, and to be frank, I didn't know who he was before I got up here, but he's come out and played really good off the half back, and Justin Clark. He's been really good this year, playing on some of the key defenders, and a lot of pressure on those boys, and Merritt was injured, so there's about three blokes there that they'll pop up.
Shannon, Mitch Robinson, Brisbane Lions, best and fairest. Before we let you go, mate, six teams left. Of the six, who's the best team you've played?
The best team in the finals, the best team I've played this year?
Best team that's left.
Okay, I reckon Adelaide. I like my boy Eddie Betts. He's been running a muck up there, so
yes.
I'll have to go to Adelaide. Yeah, Adelaide or Sydney, because I used to be a Swanee supporter.
There you go. All right, Mitch, congratulations again, mate. It must be incredibly satisfying to go to a new club, and as you touched on motivation, you found it in the best possible way.
Well, the name's up on the board. Up on the board with Jonathan Brown and Vossi and all the boys now, so...
Mate, I love Simon Black, and he was the first one to congratulate me. So, it feels a bit surreal, but put that in the past now and move on to next year.
Good job, mate.
Well done, Mitch.
Brilliant. Congratulations, and we'll talk again in 2016.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
Mitch Robinson, club champion, Brisbane Lions, Zorko, Beams, and Martin are names with him as well. We'll get to a break. Plenty more sports day right around Australia next.